All right, so let's talk about something big. Project Land 813. The Australian government is dropping $376.7 million into long-range fires infrastructure. That's a lot of money, but here's the thing. You can't build a cutting-edge defence capability without a solid foundation, right?
Exactly. And this investment is all about creating that foundation. At the core of it are two locations, the Edinburgh Defence Precinct in South Australia and the Puckapunyal Military Area in Victoria. Both sites will play critical roles in bringing the Army's new long-range capabilities to life.
Right. Let's start with Edinburgh. This is where they're building the home base for the new long-range rocket artillery units. We're talking about regimental headquarters, training facilities, vehicle shelters, maintenance workshops, and the whole kit and caboodle. And they're even throwing in living quarters for the troops. So, yeah, a full setup.
And it's tailored for these new units, especially since the HIMARS system.
Yeah. The truck-mounted high-mobility artillery rocket system.
Right, that. HIMARS is set to revolutionise how the Army operates. These systems fire guided rockets with precision and power, giving Australia a land-based strike reach we've never really had before. The infrastructure at Edinburgh ensures that the Army has what it needs to maintain and operate at least one regiment of these advanced artillery pieces.
And then there's Puckapunyal, which is more of a training hub for all this hardware. They're adapting and upgrading the existing artillery school there. Think bigger training spaces, better storage, improved maintenance facilities, all geared toward running these new systems properly.
But it's not just about the physical facilities. The impact of Land 813 ties directly into Australia's broader defence strategy. It's about modernising how we approach deterrence and readiness. Long-range strike capabilities like HIMARS aren't just new toys, they're critical to strengthening the Army's ability to respond to threats effectively.
And with this infrastructure in place, it's like paving the runway for taking defence strategy to the next level. So, building on that idea of taking defence strategy to the next level, all this infrastructure development for Land 813 isn't happening in a vacuum. It's deeply connected to the 2023 Defence Strategic Review. And what's expected in the 2024 National Defence Strategy, it's about aligning with the bigger picture.
Exactly. Both of these strategies emphasise the need for enhanced deterrence and operational readiness. Long-range fires like HIMARS aren't just flashy upgrades. They're a calculated move to strengthen Australia's ability to project power and respond to threats.
Think about it. It's all about moving the Army into the modern era. These facilities are the physical manifestation of policies designed to give us an edge in an unpredictable world. And the government is clear. Speed matters. They're pushing for rapid acceleration because the stakes are, well, they're kind of high.
But here's the catch. It's not just about deploying these capabilities. You've got this huge infrastructure project that's hitting at a time when the construction industry is stretched thin. South Australia, for instance, is in the middle of a defence construction boom, with projects like the submarine yard at Osborne adding massive pressure on workforce capacity.
Yeah, and Adelaide alone is going to need thousands more construction workers during this period. That's not just a hiccup in the timeline. It could be a serious bottleneck. When labour and materials are stretched this thin, costs can spiral and schedules might slip. Every project is competing for the same pool of skilled tradespeople.
That's where smart project management comes in. Developers need to really forecast and plan for these challenges, learning from previous projects to avoid pitfalls. Staging workloads, sourcing local talent creatively, even rethinking timelines. It's all about finding ways to keep things on track when conditions aren't ideal.
And let's not forget, this isn't just about fixing headaches. If done right, this setup will lay the groundwork for decades of operational success. The Army doesn't just need space to park HIMARS launches. It needs a full ecosystem to train, maintain, and launch these systems seamlessly. That's what this infrastructure is meant to deliver. And speaking of keeping things on track, a project like Land 813 isn't just about getting the infrastructure built for the Army. It's also about creating opportunities for collaboration. Between big players like Lendlease and CPB and partnerships with local businesses, there's a chance to turn these challenges into benefits for the wider community, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. These major Tier 1 contractors act almost like hubs. They take on these massive defence contracts and then subcontract out large portions of the work. This means smaller, local businesses can plug in by offering specialised skills or materials. And let's not forget, there are also Indigenous businesses that stand to benefit if the project is managed with inclusivity in mind.
Right, and here's where it gets interesting. When local firms join in, you're not just fulfilling some checklist requirement. You're building real relationships. It boosts local economies, creates jobs, and sometimes leads to long-term partnerships that outlast the project itself.
And the economic impact is significant. We're talking about hundreds of millions being injected into local markets through wages, materials, and services. Plus, the sheer scale of the defence industry's expansion creates lasting opportunities for apprenticeships, upskilling programs, and career growth within these communities.
Yeah, and speaking of skills, this project is going to need a ton of them. Construction, engineering, logistics. The key is making sure those subcontractor roles are filled by people who can really deliver under pressure. I was working on a similar size project in South Australia, and let me tell you, it was challenging but so rewarding. Coordination was everything. Without it, the work would have fallen apart.
That's what gets overlooked sometimes, the complexity of managing all these moving pieces. It's not just about hiring skilled subcontractors, it's about ensuring they're supported, coordinated, and integrated into the larger project. And with construction demand at an all-time high, contractors will need to get creative in keeping those workflows smooth and timelines realistic.
Totally. And if done right, it doesn't just help the army, it helps the entire community. Small businesses grow, skilled trades thrive, and the region gets this ripple effect of economic uplift that benefits everyone.
And that's where strategic collaboration really shines. It's about fostering an ecosystem that balances the big ambitions of a project like Land 8113 with the very real needs of local and Indigenous businesses. If everyone involved commits to that vision, the impact could be and should be transformative.
All right. As we reflect on these opportunities for collaboration and the broader impacts these efforts can have, we just want to remind all our listeners to join the DECnet mailing list.
Yes, it's a fantastic resource. They keep you up to date on the latest defence estate news, upcoming projects, and even opportunities for subcontractors and consultants.
Exactly. Whether you're a seasoned contractor, a small business, or just interested in how these projects shape our future, it's worth signing up.
And it's easy to do. Just head to their website and click on the Join Mailing List button. Simple as that.
All right, folks. That's it from us today. It's been great digging into Project Land 8113 and its impact with you.
Absolutely. We hope you found it insightful, and we'll catch you next time.
Take care, everyone.